This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam.
We have a question actually sent by a brother who has siblings, and they're describing their mother as, of abusive behavior. And they say she puts them down all the time. She causes discord between them. She has no sense of boundaries. She speaks poorly of their father who passed away many years ago and makes them feel ashamed. They actually tiptoe around her, and she causes them mental and psychological pain. Mind you, this is their side of the story. We don't know what the mother would say, but this is what the question says. So is it okay to limit their relationship with their mother? It becomes more like a formal relationship. Just while ensuring her safety and well-being, that they just make it where, they see her and visit her when it's needed and necessary. Is that okay?
Alhamdulillah, salatu wa rasulullah. Sounds to me like your mom is lonely, also been through a lot. And usually when mothers start talking about the father, she might, I don't know, we don't know. She might had an abusive relationship. Maybe she had some really hard time when she was married. But she's not capable of forgiving and moving on. Because also, no relationship is just one side, evil, bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَنْسَوَ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Mm-hmm. You always remember the good thing that between you. And there's no point from mentioning bad things about somebody who passed away. Mm-hmm. Unless, for me, it sounds like she doesn't know how to tell her children. Maybe she wants attention. She wants empathy. She wants love. She wants to feel like loved and taken care of. So I think what I would advise you to do is to focus on these issues, these areas. Show her more love. Show her attention, And when she starts going negative and try to cause problem, dismiss that, change the topic, be clear. You tell her, mom, my dad passed away, rahimahullah. We love you so much. Don't worry about, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for all the patience that he did. But you know what? He passed away, and we should only say the good about the one who passed away. And if there is no good, just remain silent. The Prophet said, say good or remain silent. Mm-hmm. We love you. Now it is you. You, the one who we just word like this. Change the top. If she caused problem between you and your brothers, or she started backbiting or things, or between you and your sisters, just stop that and you make that boundary clear. And it's not my boundary, your boundary. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's boundary. He put that boundary, which is halal, halal, haram is haram. But please don't cut her off. Keep the relationship. Yeah, you can limit if you kind of overwhelmed and you need a break a little bit. Yeah, you can limit the interacting for a little bit, for a while, until you regain your strength. But this is a struggle. Some people, their parents are going through diseases. Mother maybe has cancers or she's disabled. And that's a struggle that they have to deal with, or dementia. Your struggle is a mother who have character traits, which is not good. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us in different ways. And we need to deal with that test with sabr, with grace, with mercy, with mm-hmm. compassion. And also with, advising, because you want her not to commit sin and haram, but be respectful and nice to them.
And make dua for her.
Make dua for her.
And, repay evil with goodness, right?
Yeah. Keep her busy.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Let her join the senior group. Mm-hmm. We have in the masjid here, the Golden Girl senior group. You get her to volunteer. Mm-hmm. Get her busy. If she's physically can move around, let her go out. I think that will help her a lot. Get her engaged in something that related to her deen, memorizing Quran, learning Quran, stuff like that.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like their mother needs help.
Yeah.
And so don't look at it from one side. She needs help. And if you're able to give that help or find some people to help her, they should also work on that.
Do your best.
Right, exactly. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. Barakallah feek.